What is God's purpose in preventing the believer from understanding certain truths in His Word, like when the disciples were prevented from understanding that Jesus would die and rise again? First, let me say that I do agree with that. Probably some are listening who would say, "Boo, boo, boo. I don't think that was God's problem. I think that was their problem." And this question assumes that God did some preventing. And that's true. It says their minds were blinded. They were kept from seeing for a season. Answering the question why they were and why we are may not be the same. Let me see if I can do both quick. The timing of Jesus' death in a 3-year ministry was a delicate matter. He would have been swept away much earlier, either into kingship on the earth, which he did not want, or into crucifixion, which needed to come after 3 years of teaching, if he had been recognized more openly. And so you have this thing called the messianic secret. Jesus was saying, "Don't tell anybody who I am." They recognize him as the Christ, and he says, "And keep quiet." Because if the word spreads too quickly, there'll be this uprising and he'll be swept. And of course, to stop that, the Romans would come and they'd clamp down on him immediately, and then his ministry would have been cut short. So he's navigating his way through. How much can they know and how much can they not know? How much can they be released and how much not? And they just need to learn too their own sinfulness and how slow, left to themselves, they would be, which is, I think, what preventing meant. God just didn't give them the illumining power. Now, why would our own insight be slow? Why would my sanctification be slow? And I'm not sure I know the answer to that, except that God must have His saving, sanctifying purposes in why I'm slow to be sanctified and slow to understand so many things in the Bible. And for me, the way it works is to make me realize how much help I need. If I were granted in an instant all the insight that I needed to understand every verse in the Bible, it may well be that I would not have the capacity to understand my own sin and my own fallenness and my own finiteness as I do, having to struggle along like a little child learning his ABCs on the way to glory. So I'm not sure. I know why God would hold his insights and give them at certain points and then crash us with wonderful insights for a season and withhold them for others. God knows what he's doing, and we need to profit from it by acknowledging that we are finite and fallible and sinful.